Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Backlash is a hell of a thing, man. And it may be working. Yesterday we talked about this, how the Blazers are not going to be traveling their television or radio crews. Do you think that we get to a point, because I was stunned at how upset Blazer fans have been of this news. That doesn't seem like something that, I think this is probably the thinking with the Blazers in their decision makers who went down this road of saying, you know what, Kevin Calabro, Lamar Hurd, Brooke Goldendam, Travis Demers, Michael Holton, you guys are going to sit these year out. You guys are going to be at home. I don't think they really were expecting the fan reaction to be this bad.
No, I don't think so either. There's a flip side to this. Sean Hyken, obviously a great reporter here and focusing now on the Blazers, he reached out to Dwayne Hankins last night, and he got a response.
At Hyken on the Twitter bots.
I'll read it verbatim here. We plan to incorporate all the lessons we've learned through doing remote broadcast during COVID-19 over the last 2 years and see if we can't be more efficient as we look to invest in other areas to improve our broadcast. If we decide not to travel and we think there's a loss of quality for the fan or in our broadcast team's ability to do their job, we'll react accordingly.
Oh, yeah. They're bringing him back. You know how great that response is as opposed to...
That's proprietary, Sean.
That's the same Sean.
That's the same Sean.
Same guy. Same Sean. Right? Like, but the having that willingness. And you know what? Like, Dwayne is doing the job that Chris McGowan previously held. And that sounds like a Chris McGowan response, too, who is very thoughtful in these things. But
listen,
like,
McGowan, for those that don't know, McGowan's the one who fell on his sword when they moved away from Mike Barrett and Mike Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people wanted to blame McGowan. It was not McGowan. It was Paul Allen. He was the one who instigated that. He was the one who wanted that to happen. Kevin Calabro was very synonymous with Seattle, and that was what kind of precipitated all of that stuff.
Well, and upset Portland fans, too.
But again, it's the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
I don't believe Dwayne is the one driving, like, hey, we should make this cut and have the crew home. I would imagine that is a marching order to see you around the edges where you can save some money. So what do they do here? They have this and maybe it gets out and people find out about it and nobody's happy. I have not seen a single person who's like, huh, I wonder. Well, that's not true. I did see somebody say, well, I guess it's good that they get to spend more time with their families.
Yeah. I apologize to Kevin, Lamar, Brooke, Travis, and Michael's families, but I'd rather have them on the road.
Yes.
Well, Michael doesn't travel with them, though. Because doesn't Casey sit in on the road games?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
So, yeah. I think it's kind of a what happens here situation.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird considering, you know, the Blazers kind of spent a little bit extra money last year bringing a guy in like Neil Everett.
Right.
Like, what's...
Right.
What's the deal here?
To do select studio shows.
He was supposed to do more, but they sucked. So it was like, hey, Neil, how about you stay in L.A.?
Yeah, he was great, though. He wears satin Blazers jacket and everything.
Yeah, no, and he's a Blazer through and through. So if they've found a way to make that happen again, I'd be thrilled about it. But just in general, like, nobody has had a positive thing to say about this.
No. And you float this move, and if it backfires, you backtrack on it, and it sounds like they already are.
It sounds like at least they're opening the door to backtrack it. And the other thing is, as far as like improving the broadcast, I like the broadcast crew. I think they're one of the best in the league. I think Lamar is not long for this market. I think somebody nationally is going to steal him very quickly.
No, stop that.
I just...
Don't say that.
When people are good, people are good.
He's awesome.
He's fantastic. Casey's been a national guy forever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're literally dealing with like top-end class. But one thing that they haven't done is what some of the teams like the Clippers have done, which is bringing like Amazon Web Services into their broadcast, which is how you get like the overlays.
Yeah, on the floor.
On the floor, the live like shot quality index and kind of the higher end stuff you see on ESPN Sports Center or NBA, I don't say NBA Live, but the NBA Today show Hell, even 2K, like this, the overlay graphics packages that are top in class. I think that's kind of what they're talking about as far as like the advanced stuff that they're trying to bring in. And I imagine that stuff's not cheap, but also, GOD, you're worth billions. Can we stop? Stop trying to cut corners on stuff and just invest.
Well, and if you're trying to make the team seem more attractive to a potential buyer, this isn't the way to do it.
No.
I mean, this really is not the way to go, you know what? We cut corners. Now, that we have a text that says, is Jody Allen the Rachel Phelps of the NBA? That's the owner from Major League. No, because the NBA has set up their salary cap and salary structure, so you can't be. Yes. But what she's doing is now trying to find a way to cut everything else, though, right? Because you have to have a salary cap floor. Blazers are at least near the threshold, right? If they were to trade everybody away, then we may be having those conversations. Yes.
And if you want to take a look around the organization, Chauncey Billups, while getting a 5-year deal, was a first-time head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of him and Scott Brooks, the lead assistant, most of the coaching staff was relatively unknown.
God, I hope this isn't what we're looking forward to for 15 to 20 years then.
But again, let's just kind of go down the list of, like, if you look at it, you can sell it one way. Chauncey's a young, up-and-coming former NBA player who could be a very good head coach, but also he's a first-time head coach. What does that mean?
Mm.
Is he going to get paid the same as Terry Stotts or Greg Popovich or anybody else who was a 8-plus-year tenured head coach? No, he's not. So then you look at the assistants, and you've got a lot of very young assistants, which I have no problem with, but outside of Roy Rogers, Scott Brooks, everybody else for the most part had not been at, you know, higher levels on the bench or had not had opportunities yet at the top of the NBA.
And Scott Brooks was not a very desired person with the way that it ended in Washington.
No. And so you have, again, maybe they're saving a little bit of money there. And again, I love Joe as far as what he's done so far. I think he's fantastic as a person. I think he's done great with what he was given following that. But you also have three brand new assistant GMs. Mm. Mike Schmitz has never been a GM before. Sergi Oliva was a guy who worked on the bench, but also in the back office with the Jazz and the 76ers. And then you've got Andre Patterson, who's into an elevated position from the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they're all very young. And I don't want to say untested, but they aren't as seasoned, right? So everybody's stepping into newest. And when you get that, what do you ultimately get? Cheaper. And so you start looking at these things around everything. You're like, they're not fully going Oakland A's.
They are going Oakland A's, because this is how it started with the A's, and they were looking for a way to cut corners. And so what did they do? Billy Beane said, all right, I'm going to dive in and go analytics. And that, if we're going to do it cheap, at least there's people like Joe Cronin who are saying, all right, if we got to go cheap, let me find the brightest people
let me go younger. Let me take some risks. Let me go. Like, again, did anybody think that Mike Schmitz, who has been a draft international scout guy for ESPN and Draft Express, would be in a front office?
Like, no.
I mean, that's not a shot at Mike. I'm just saying that's TV draft circuit to team stuff that we've never seen anybody else do that before.
John Hollinger.
And even then, his was a slow burn through Memphis as an analytics guy.
Yeah.
But we haven't really seen many guys outside of that. So you don't see it happen all that often. But again, What I like about what Dwayne and
better
Joe
that than just hiring some random player, the Garpax experience
and
Chicago.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Even if they are operating under constraints, they're being creative and using ingenuity and trying new things on both Dwayne and Joe's side. And you can choose to look at this as a problem, or what they have done, what I would imagine at least, is they've taken this as a challenge and an opportunity.
Well, you can say this, though. One is that they said, hey, we're willing to adjust. Mm-hmm. Two, they didn't deny that they're going to keep them home.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to keep, the plan is to keep them here.
They didn't hide anything in the messaging.
No.
Which, again, the difference between now and 9 months ago.
Night and day.
Yes.
Night and day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.